Stillwater. Joining us now is our good friend, the longtime voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, Dave Hunziker, joins us. And Dave, good morning to you. How are things?
I'm good, John. What's going on?
Everything's great. We're actually at the stadium right now. We've got an athletic department staff meeting coming up here in just a few minutes. So off-site, not in the studio, but appreciate you making time to be with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you come up with any good answers for anything in that staff meeting, let us know. We all got to work together these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we got lots of questions. We'll see if we have any answers coming out of this one today. Hey, highlight cut there in the rejoin of Chuba Hubbard. What a great year he's having, leading the nation in rushing, has a 296-yard rushing game on his belt already. What a great year he's having.
He is, you know, and he's been busy. I mean, basically every game but one, that's the second game against McNeese, when Coach Gundy actually got mad at him because he fumbled and took him out. He's had 25 carries or more. He's run it a lot, but he's handled the load well. He's fast, really fast, a former Canadian national track champion in 100 meters. He's strong. He's got good vision, good patience, and he's an NFL-ready tailback, and unfortunately, I don't think we'll have him after this year. I think he'll probably go on to the NFL, but he's had a fantastic year. I thought he could be really good, and honestly, I thought he'd be better than Justice Hill. Now, did I think he'd be this good? No. I'd just be telling you a lie if I told you that. I thought he could be quite good, but to be a guy who may end up being as good, if not the best tailback in the country now, I didn't see it being quite this good. So we'll see. We're halfway through. We'll see.
Yep. Great year so far for Chuba Hubbard, and part of a, you know, kind of the three-pronged attack, if you will, or the triplets on offense for Oklahoma State. He's the tailback. Spencer Sanders playing really well at quarterback for you guys. And then, of course, Tylan Wallace, your outstanding receiver. That's great to have those weapons, isn't it, offensively?
It is. You know, we're going through some growing pains with a redshirt freshman quarterback. Spencer Sanders is incredibly talented. He's a dynamic runner. But that being said, he had 5 turnovers against Texas Tech. He had all 5 Oklahoma State turnovers, as a matter of fact. Lost a couple of fumbles, you know, threw interceptions. So those are some of the growing pains with a young quarterback. You know, I think this team at 4-2 after the bye week is kind of thinking, now, wait a second. We've got maybe the best receiver in college football, maybe the best tailback in college football, and we're 4-2, and that's not bad, but we need to get things kind of squared up here. So it'll be interesting to see how they play. You know, 5 turnovers, when you're -5 in turnover margin, you're not going to beat anyone on a given day. And so that was the big storyline against Texas Tech. But I think these guys this week have kind of taken a hard look and said, okay, now hold on. Now, we've got to play better. And the thing is, they may play a lot better Saturday against Baylor, and it still may not be good enough, as Bears are playing so well. But there's certainly, I think, now sort of a realization of, hey, we need to get this thing, we need to get this thing shaped up, because we don't want to let, you know, the chance to have a great season, or certainly a good season with, you know, 2 ultra talents like Wallace and Chuba Hubbard to get away from us.
Do I remember this right, that there was a pretty good competition between Spencer Sanders and the transfer, Drew Brown, for the quarterback position, the starting quarterback position back during fall camp?
There was, John. And, you know, nothing was announced until game day, basically, that Sanders would be the starter. I had the impression all along he would be the guy, but didn't know for sure, because there are certainly reasons to think that Drew Brown, who transferred in from Hawaii, could be the guy. But some of the things that were clues, Oklahoma State's gone to very extensive use of not just one tight end, but 2 tight ends. That puts you more obviously into a running mode, and Spencer Sanders is a very good runner. So he fits that profile better. Now, Brown is by no means a stationary guy. Comparing him to, let's say, Mason Rudolph, he's a considerably better runner than Mason was. Mason wasn't bad by any stretch of the imagination, but Drew is pretty evasive. But Sanders' athleticism, boy, it's hard to pass on that. Although I will say this, if he comes out and struggles as he did against Texas Tech, I would think that Drew Brown would come in the game. I've not asked Coach Gundy that question, and he probably wouldn't answer it if I asked him anyway, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. But I would say if Sanders were to really struggle as he did at Tech, for example, he fumbled on the first series of downs. If he comes out and really struggles in the first quarter or into the second quarter, they might make a change, at least temporarily.
Dave Hunziker, our guest, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, Baylor and Oak State coming up on Saturday in Stillwater. And it's homecoming. We had homecoming here last week. It was a really big deal. We had a great crowd. I remember we've been there several times, really, for homecoming at Oklahoma State. And it seems like it's a pretty big deal on the Oklahoma State campus.
It's a huge deal here. Huge deal with the sororities and fraternities do these amazing house decorations, and so Greektown is full of about 50,000, 60,000 people Friday night, and I'm not exaggerating. Just people everywhere, and they have a homecoming and hoops event. Yeah, it's quite a big deal. It's a lot of fun. There's, of course, like every school, festivities all week, but the house decks and everything that goes into that Friday night, the night before, and the homecoming and hoops, that's what makes it extraordinary. You know, they refer to it as America's greatest homecoming, and, of course, put your name on a list. I'm sure there are others that do the same, but it is pretty cool. And in my experience, which is limited, obviously, it's the best homecoming I've been associated with. I was at Missouri as a student. It was pretty darn good there, but
right.
This one is really, really good.
Yeah, I remember. What's it called? The walkabout, walk around on Friday
the
night?
The walk around, yeah.
Walk around,
that's what people do. They walk around, look at the house deck, and eat food. So it's a good thing.
That's pretty cool.
If you come back to the game, you need to check that out, and you'll be welcomed with open arms.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Any of the visiting fans that come, we'd love to see those people there. So if you're coming up for the game, you need to take that in. It's worth your time. It's pretty cool.
That's great. Dave, we talked about the offense and those playmakers on offense. Defensively, how do you feel like Oklahoma State is playing at this point?
You know, not bad. They're so young, John, in the defensive line. For example, they did not return a single start to the D-line, at least as far as Oklahoma State experience is concerned. Not a single college start. Now, how many times has that happened? Of course, you hope not very often.
Right,
not a very
right.
good place to be, but they're adequate in the D-line. They have changed, John. They're more now the three down front. They're doing what a lot of other teams do. They'll rush three and drop eight. Their corners are their strengths. They're Darius Williams and A.J. Green. They have 2 3-year starters at corner for the first time since Coach Gundy has been at Oklahoma State. Their linebacker play has been a lot better than I thought it would be. They lost a lot of key guys at linebacker, but Amen Abong Bamega and Malcolm Rodriguez have played really well. The safety play has been good. It was not as good against Texas Tech, perhaps, as it's been against some other teams, but you know, defensively, they're trying not to give up big plays. They've really changed philosophically from a year ago when there was a lot of pressure, a lot of press coverage. There's really hardly any of that anymore. They're trying to keep things in front of them and not give up big plays. And for the most part, they've done a good job of that. In fact, they really have done a good job of that. And when you don't have a lot of experience on the defensive line, I mean, really, you don't have much of a choice. I mean, you'd be putting yourself in harm's way to think that an inexperienced defensive line was going to get, you know, regular significant pressure on the quarterback. So quarterback pressure has been a problem, but part of that to some extent by design because they just don't want to give up big plays.
Well, Dave, appreciate the visit. Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. Looks like pretty good weather for the game on Saturday.
Yeah, 75.
Wow.
Honestly, I wish we could have today's weather. It's supposed to be 64 here, and
ooh,
it's pretty chilly this morning. So this it'll be nice Saturday. We've had a good run of weather after a rather hot and miserable September, as it was for you guys, too.
Yeah, same here, exactly. Hey, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate it, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Very good, John. Thanks, man.
All right, Dave, thanks. Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.